Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Hi guys, welcome to a podcast with Dan and Qasim. This is actually Effie Gittler. I'm one of Dan and Qasim's co-founders. Today we have Blake Robertson. So Blake, if you want to introduce yourself, tell us what you do, tell us about your business, and just tell us more about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm Blake Robertson. Live here in the nice city of Austin, Texas. For a lot of my focus, I have a pretty strong focus in e-commerce, but on the Bitcoin world, I started a company with my co-founder, Caden Thayer, called Bitcoin Stock Club. So it's really just, it was a business that my co-founder and I wanted to start just so we can kind of get our foot into the door, the Bitcoin space, to try to meet people. In Austin, there's the Bitcoin Commons, so we get to go there occasionally and chat with people. But yeah, Bitcoin Stock Club, it's really as simple as it seems and sounds. It's just a company that sells Bitcoin design socks made for comfort and made for style. So, yeah.
Very cool. Actually, I know Dan, he's also in Austin. You guys should definitely catch up. And I see in behind you, you've got some Bitcoin posters.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got the Bitcoin white paper framed up behind me. And then there was a small business that was making some Bitcoin like hand created art. So it was kind of just a wooden big B behind me on the left side. So
that's so cool. When did you and your co-founder start Bitcoin Stock Club? And what has your experience been joining the Bitcoin space since then?
Yeah, we started it a little over a year now. It was kind of a slow start between trying to focus on, you know, primarily selling through a website, getting into retailers. We're trying to focus on Amazon. So what's been really interesting is all the Bitcoiners that we've spoken to. One, they tell us that the socks are super comfortable. I wear them just about every day. Actually, I have a pair on right now. But it's been interesting because it's a lot of people that we see buying socks, and a lot of the people that are coming back multiple times are actually buying on Amazon versus retailers or on the website, which is fascinating, which that is actually driving us to kind of rebuild the website to hopefully increase conversions. But the one interesting thing about the Bitcoin audience is they give us great feedback. So anytime there's changes or something that is kind of a hurdle to purchase, they give us feedback to make it so we can streamline and make things more efficient.
Awesome. Great. So definitely that's a fascinating business. How did you and your co-founder decide to go into selling these Bitcoin themed socks to get into that space?
Yeah. So one, obviously with Bitcoin, a lot of people like to wear their statement. There's another company out there that kind of coined that term, but I think it's a great way to kind of emphasize why we got into it. One, I just really wanted some Bitcoin socks. And there wasn't really any company out there that sold like a decent quality, really comfortable sock. So I went out and I ordered a ton of socks, almost 1,000 pairs of Bitcoin socks with a bunch of different designs.
Wow.
And my co-founder and I were essentially just, he put them on, he loved them. He bought a few from me and he goes, dude, I bet you all kinds of Bitcoiners would want to buy this thing. So we just spun up a website, got them on Amazon, and that was kind of it.
That's awesome. So. Are you the ones actually making the designs, or you just buy it from somewhere and they already make it themselves?
It's kind of a mix. So we don't have a whole manufacturing facility, so we outsource the manufacturing side. But we come up with designs and then send them to an artist to kind of perfect the designs. So there's no, we just want an artist to go through and make the final touches. But a lot of the designs were kind of spearheaded by my co-founder. So I'm more on the operations side, but he's more on the design and artwork and whatnot there.
That's great. How has the growth been since you guys started this last year?
It's interesting. Obviously, we're not trying to make a ton of money on it. We're really just trying to, like, we aren't spinning up a huge profit on these socks. So our growth isn't dramatic. Like, we don't have a massive budget to go run a ton of ads on X or Amazon or Google or whatever it is. So the growth is kind of limited, but it is interesting to see. Anytime there's a new buyer, they end up coming back two or three times. So it's been interesting seeing, it's kind of a slow growth up, but I mean, every month we're getting more and more orders, primarily on Amazon. So it's awesome.
That's awesome. Now, I guess since you guys aren't doing so much in the way of paid advertisements, is it just organic? Are you going to events, going to Bitcoin events and just telling people, hey, you should check out these socks?
It's a little bit of both. We've run very limited ads on X, really just one or two, but it was like the cheapest dollar amount you could possibly put in, just to kind of see what the click-through rate was, if people actually went to the website, if they preferred Amazon. But the primary driver has been either going to Bitcoin events or just wearing the socks around in public and people saying, hey, like, nice socks, where'd you get those? Which is really fascinating to see the Bitcoin community kind of actually be around and active. So we also bought two pairs of shirts that were has a big Bitcoin B on the front, and then on the back it says, ask me about my socks. So it's been interesting to start those conversations, which obviously we drive people to Amazon to check out there just because most of them are going to be in Austin when we're walking around. So it's the easiest way to ship for free and whatnot as well. So it's just really small things, not putting a huge amount of effort there, but simple things to start conversations is generally the primary driver.
Very cool. Now, I guess
Yeah.
since you mentioned like you and your co-founder started this more just to kind of get into the Bitcoin space, were
Yep.
you guys, or maybe you, are you focused on like trying something else, trying some other business, or like what are some of your other focuses?
Yeah, so I mean, the goal was like we're eventually going to start like an actual tech business within the Bitcoin space. That's the long-term goal, is to actually provide a little bit more technical value on the Bitcoin side. This whole sock initiative is really for us to start getting introduced to people, you know, get a better idea of where our knowledge and expertise maybe will fit better into the Bitcoin ecosystem. So right now it's like we're still trying to meet with people, come up with different business ideas that we can actually capitalize on. It's a long-term goal, start a technical business within the Bitcoin space. But these first steps are really just getting introduced to the industry, actually having these conversations with people, with trying to provide some kind of value to the ecosystem as well, without just kind of leeching onto it and saying, hey, we're starting a business. So we're really just trying to provide value while getting introduced to everyone.
That's really great. Do you ever
Yeah.
see with the Bitcoin Sock Club, do you ever see like expanding it, or like is that something you guys have thought about, or you kind of just want to keep it more on a chill, just fun level, I guess?
Yeah, so we're actively like our next step. We've reached out to some retail locations, but they're primarily going to be your mom and pop shops, just because it's easier to have those conversations. But once we start picking up more sales and have a little bit more inventory, so we can have wholesale pricing and whatnot, we're going to try to expand it into larger retail locations, primarily probably in like Nashville, Austin, where these Bitcoin hubs are at. So we're going to expand it, but it's not going to be huge focus. It's super awesome, like getting to sell these socks, but it's also something I don't want to spend 20, 30 years doing, selling socks. So it's,
Oh, maybe you
yeah.
sell those t-shirts. Sell the same ones. Ask about my socks.
Right? Yeah, it'll have to be a package. We'll bundle them up so people can wear the socks and the shirts.
That's funny. Have you gone to any done any other podcasts about this Bitcoin Sock Club or anything else like that?
Yeah, so I went on one podcast. It was called the Mike White podcast. He was out of Austin as well. He actually is a grad student at UT. He's interviewed a bunch of great people in the Bitcoin ecosystem, like Natalie Brunell and some other folks. Great podcasts. So that was the first one. And this is the second podcast about the Bitcoin Sock Club.
Oh, really nice. Who are some of the interesting, like, or most interesting people you've met in the Bitcoin space?
You know, it was really fascinating. Being in Austin, there's a small creek. It's called Barton Creek, where people can pay $5 and go swim in this natural pool, really. So it's the same temp year round. But when I was waiting in line to get tickets, I actually saw a little bit down the road there was a lemonade stand, and these young kids and their dad were selling lemonade for Bitcoin. So obviously I had to go and buy as much lemonade as I possibly could. But just getting to talk with them was one of the most interesting things. But a few months ago, I guess it was in March, I went to the Bitcoin Atlantis Bitcoin events over in Portugal, in Madeira, Portugal there. And I got to meet some really interesting folks. Obviously, I got to meet some of the speakers there, like Lynn Alden, Jack Maulers, Michael Saylor. But there was a lot of really interesting people that were in the crowds that I got to hang out with and mingle and hear their stories behind how they got into Bitcoin, where they hope the future of Bitcoin goes. So really, everyone I meet in the space is super fascinating. I haven't met someone that wasn't a good human being and a good person. So it's been good.
That's so cool. I guess what got you really interested and excited about Bitcoin, and I guess where do you think Bitcoin's gonna go? The million dollar question.
Right? No pun intended, the $1 million question. I think that I initially got into it because the technology was really like the whole peer-to-peer electronic cash system. I mean, just that statement alone kind of puts a lot of light bulbs up in my head. So one, just doing a lot of research behind the technology. And then I don't want to say like the number go up technology is what kept me around, but it obviously kept me really fascinated. Like, oh, this technology is crazy. I'm reading articles and reading books. And then, you know, a month later, 6 months later, this price is up 10, 15, 20, sometimes even 50%. So it's the whole combination behind the technology and the actual price discovery of this thing was really fascinating when I first jumping into it. Where do I think it's going to go? One, I do think it's going to become the global store value. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be the huge asset that every nation and country uses as their treasury reserve, but I do think it's going to be a massive store value and slowly creep into, I don't want to call it like the lending space, but I do think it's going to become the premier form of collateral. Like right now, real estate is generally going to be your number one form of collateral. I think Bitcoin makes so much more sense because it's natively digital. It's extremely liquid. So I think people, instead of getting, loans against your real estate to go and invest in a business or buy another house or whatever it is you're going to do with that loan, people are going to start using Bitcoin as the form of collateral.
Do you think it's just Bitcoin, or do you think any of the other, like Ethereum or any other coins, are going to get to that level as well?
I'm primarily only Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, okay.
I mean, I've done a ton of research in like Ethereum and Solana just because I was interested in why people are so motivated behind it. Obviously, they have huge developer ecosystems. I don't want to say it's easier to build on Ethereum and Solana, but it very much so is to build a project and launch it in one of those ecosystems rather than it is on Bitcoin. There's some technical aspects there, but it's also interesting just to see where minds and really smart people like spend their time. Obviously, I like to think the smartest people in the world are focused on Bitcoin, but there are some really, really talented, very smart people in these other ecosystems as well. But my primary focus is strictly Bitcoin.
Okay, great. I guess I'm curious for you, like what's well, that's kind of like a two-part question. So you mentioned you want to start like a technical, more get into the technical side of a Bitcoin business. And do you have any thoughts? I mean, you don't have to tell any secrets of yours. And then I guess also I'm curious, what's your background before you started doing getting into this?
Yeah, absolutely. One, like on the to answer your first question on the technical side, I'm trying to think of ideas to help push the industry forward every single day. Anytime I think I have some kind of unique idea that's generally been built upon already by some other really smart person who's farther along that track. Obviously, competition is good, but it's hard to be a second mover when you try to start a business and run it, especially with something as, I don't want to say niche as Bitcoin, but I still think it's pretty early. In regards to my background, I've spent the last 3.5 years in the e-commerce space. So essentially helping large enterprises scale and modernize their tech stack to help create a stronger presence online, whether it's opening new revenue channels or just strictly trying to push more retail sales online. So.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
One question. I think big with Dan and Costin, they like to ask is, since we talked to I don't know, hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 at this point, at least close to 1,000 founders and entrepreneurs. Guess for you, what are some advice or tips you've got for any other founder or entrepreneur who wants to, whether Bitcoin or get into any other entrepreneurial space?
I think one, execution is huge. If you have an idea, it's okay to fail, but you just want to fail fast and fail forward. Just take those steps. Try to, if you create a business plan or a game plan of how to succeed or build a business, just go for it. Try to surround yourself with really smart people to get as much advice as you can. It's okay if people say you're doing things wrong, but once you build those game plans and strategy, just execute on it. It's okay if you try and fail and try and fail. You can do that 100 times, but if you succeed on the 101st try, like that's massive. So don't be afraid to just start and be motivated and continue at it and execute every single day. And I think that's the biggest piece of advice I can give is don't be afraid to start.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. If you don't start, you're definitely not going to get there, that's for sure. And
Exactly, right?
if someone wants to buy some of your socks, where can they find where can you, if you want to just say the name again, and where can they find your company to buy some socks?
Yeah, absolutely. So the easiest way to buy them, the name of the company is Bitcoin Sock Club, as simple as it sounds. And the easiest and probably most efficient way to buy them right now is on Amazon. We're currently rebuilding the sites, so it's going to have some more designs. It's going to be easier to actually check out and purchase. But right now, Amazon is the easiest place. So you can just search up Bitcoin Sock Club, and hopefully the socks are going to be on the first, if not second page. And then here in the next few weeks, bitcoinsockclub.com. is going to be the next best place to buy them. So it's, and we'll actually incorporate a buy with Prime option because we keep most of our inventory inside Amazon. So even if you're on the website, you can check out with your Amazon Prime account and still get that 2-3 day delivery. So it'll be exciting.
Is your website, is it new or you're just making a website now?
So we've had a website for a while, bitcoinstockclub.com. We had an agency kind of build out. They tried to build out almost like a headless storefront, so we could have more control over the user experience. But when they tried to connect some of the APIs, they completely deleted the entire site. So we
Oh,
kind
wow.
of have a very quickly made up website right now that we put together in a few days. But we're currently undergoing a rebuild that we're going to launch here in the next few weeks.
Oh,
So
very
we've had
exciting.
one for a while, but the design and the checkout right now is not the best. So we obviously want to provide a better brand and customer experience.
Makes sense. And if any of
Yep.
our listeners, anyone else, they want to contact you, how can they reach out to you? They want to talk
Yeah,
to you about the
so
Bitcoin space.
absolutely. I mean, best way to reach me probably would be email, but I'm also pretty active on Twitter. If most people call it X now, I guess. And it's just at Bitcoin Stock Club on Twitter, and then blake.roberson@bitcoinstockclub.com through email. And I'm pretty responsive. So either way, if you want to reach me via X or email, I'm generally pretty responsive. So
Okay. Well,
happy to
awesome.
connect.
Great. Well, Blake, pleasure having you on Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I do appreciate the time and I hope you have a great rest of your Monday.
You too. Thanks.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.